Thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity that we may be gathered before His feet.
请我们一起来读希伯来书第三章。
Let's all turn to read together Hebrews chapter 3.
我们从第七节开始读。
Let's start from verse 7.
我们会一直读到第四章的第十一节。
We will read all the way to chapter 4, verse 11.
我就请弟兄用英文读。
So I will just read it in English. Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your father tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with this generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they did not know my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end, while it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me. For who provoked him when they had heard? Indeed, did not all those who came out of Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief. Therefore, let us fear it. Fear if while as promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it. For indeed, we have had good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard. For we who have believed enter that rest, just as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has said somewhere concerning the seventh day, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works, and again in this passage, they shall not enter my rest. Therefore, since it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly had good news preached to them failed to enter because of disobedience, he again fixes a certain day, today, saying, through David, after so long a time, just as has been said before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken of another day after that. So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his. Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience.
我们在主面前再有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer before the Lord. Father God, we truly thank you.
在这样子一个特殊的时刻,
in such a special time,
你还让我们借着科技,
that you allow us through technology
在一个灵里面来敬拜你,
to worship you under the same spirit.
虽然我们在不同的地方,
although we may be in different locations,
然而在你里面我们依然是一,
but yet in you we are united as one.
你告诉我们敬拜神不在哪，不在乎在什么地方。
You have said to us that in our worship it does not matter where we are.
真实的敬拜永远是在灵里和在真理的里面。
The true worship is always in the spirit and in truth.
我们感谢你到如今还给我们这样子的恩典。
And we thank you for even till now you continue to give us such grace.
我们求你的圣灵不只是感动我们每一个人的心。
We ask that your Holy Spirit not only will move every one of our hearts.
借着诗歌，借着祷告，让我们想起你的伟大。
That through hymns and prayers that we may remember your greatness.
想到你对我们无限的慈爱。
That we may consider your infinite mercy.
我们更求圣灵把你自己的圣经向我们解开。
We ask that you, your Holy Spirit, will reveal your word unto us.
好让我们这些愚顽的人可以得着智慧。
So that we who are foolish may receive wisdom.
我们把今天剩下的时间都仰望在你的手中。
We give the following time into your hand.
我们求你帮助讲的人、翻译的人。
May you help the one who speaks, the one who translates, and us who hears.
但愿在你的灵里面，我们一同被你光照。
That may your light shine upon us, as we are all in the same spirit.
让我们一同听见你的话。
May we all hear your word.
并且一同用信心来接受你的话。
And may we all receive your word and faith.
我们等候你向我们扬脸，对我们施恩。
We await for you to turn your face to us and to bless us.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天读的这段圣经比较长。
So the passage we just read today is a bit long.
所以我不可能在短短的时间里面仔细的来讲解每一句话。
So it would not be possible for me in such a short time to explain in detail every single verse.
我今天比较盼望神怜悯我的。
What I'm hoping is that God will be gracious to us, to me.
让我可以把有几个神放在我心上比较重要的观念跟弟兄姐妹一起分享。
And I'm hoping to share with brothers and sisters several important concepts that God has placed in my heart.
盼望借着这样的分享。
And I'm hoping that this sharing.
能够在我们里面有一点开启。
That it will open our eyes, reveal unto us.
从三章第七节开始。
Starting from chapter 3, verse 7.
希伯来书的作者。
The writer of Hebrews.
就在讲述以色列百姓在旷野失败的经历。
So he starts off by sharing the failed experience of the Hebrews while they were in the wilderness.
我们都知道以色列百姓属地的故事。
We all know the story of the Israelites, that their earthly story while they're on earth.
其实是神属天百姓属灵的故事。
It is also the spiritual story of the children of God, their spiritual story as well.
以色列人在埃及做奴隶。
The Israelites were slaves in Egypt.
极为痛苦。
It was tremendously painful.
他们没有任何的方式可以逃脱。
There's absolutely no escape from that for them.
自己的努力。
By their own hard work.
靠自己一切的办法，
Or nor by their own ways.
他们的结局就是在埃及做奴隶。
The end result of all of this is that they continue to be slaves in Egypt.
这是他们属地的经历。
This is their earthly experience.
我们这些属天的百姓。
We who are heavenly.
我们没有信主以前，
Prior to us coming to trusting in Him.
我们也在埃及所代表的世界里面。
We too reside in Egypt, which represents this world.
我们在世界里面做奴隶。
We are slaves in this world.
我们在世界里面不自由。
We have no freedom in this world.
我们被迫做许多劳苦的工作。
We struggle in all kinds of hard work.
我们用尽一切的办法。
And we use all kinds of ways.
我们最后的结局还是在那里做奴仆。
Our eventual outcome is that we still are slaves there.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
神为以色列的百姓预备了摩西，
That God prepared Moses for the Israelites.
是摩西带着以色列百姓离开了埃及。
That it is Moses who led the Israelites out of Egypt.
我们感谢神，
We thank God.
神给了我们耶稣。
That He gave us Jesus.
是我们的主把我们从罪恶世界的捆绑中释放出来。
That it is our Lord who has freed us from the bondage of this world and sin.
神救以色列百姓的目的不是出埃及。
The purpose of God's salvation of the Israelites is not that they may escape from Egypt.
神的目的是带他们进入迦南。
The purpose of God was to lead them into the land of Canaan.
然而，他们却在旷野晃了40年。
Yet they wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
迦南对着以色列百姓来说，
The land of Canaan for the Israelites.
是牛奶与蜜之地。
It's the land of milk and honey.
是宽广之地，
It is a wide land.
是神给他们一切应许的祝福。
It is the promise of it is the land of all of God's promise.
是神给他们的产业。
It is the inheritance that God has given to them.
我们今天的迦南是什么？
What is our land of Canaan today?
我们今天的迦南，乃是神应许给我们在基督里一切属灵的产业。
Are the land of Canaan for us today? It is all of the inheritance that God has prepared for us in our Lord Jesus Christ.
以色列百姓进了迦南地以后，
After the Israelites has entered into the land of Canaan,
他们还有许多的征战。
they continue to have many struggles.
一直等到大卫王的出现。
All the way till the appearance of King David.
基督徒信主以后，
After the Christian believer comes to know the Lord.
如果我们进入了神所应许的属灵的产业，
If we truly enter into the inheritance that God has promised us,
我们才能够真实开始一切属灵的征战。
Only then can we truly, well, we truly start the spiritual conflict.
能够真实的得着属灵的产业。
And to truly receive the spiritual inheritance.
只等到主耶稣基督出现。
All the way till the days of our Lord's coming.
一切的征战才会结束。
Only until then will all struggle and conflict conclude.
以色列百姓在旷野是无法经历在迦南的攻克。
While the Israelites were in the wilderness, they are unable to experience the lessons that's only available to them in the land of Canaan.
同样的，没有信心的人永远也不能进入在基督里属灵的产业。
In the same way that those who are without faith cannot enter into the inheritance that is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
哪怕是这个人已经信了耶稣，
Even if this person has already come to trust in the Lord,
已经脱离了罪恶和法老的捆绑，
and have escaped from the bondage of Pharaoh and of sin.
还是在旷野打转。
Yet they continue to wander in the wilderness.
因为不相信神的话。
Because of an unbelief in the word of God.
以色列百姓悲惨的故事。
The tragedy of the Israelites story.
在旷野四十年。
They wander for 40 years in the wilderness.
都倒闭在那里。
That they all perished.
40 年神与他们同在。
For 40 years, God was with them.
40 年神供应他们。
For 40 years, God provided for them.
他们却不能享受神在迦南给他们的应许。
But yet they could not enjoy the promise that God has given to them that is in Canaan.
今天有许多神的儿女。
Today there are many children of God.
不信神的话。
That they do not believe in the word of God.
他们一直就在旷野打转。
And they continue to wander in the wilderness.
如果我们有了这样背景的一点了解。
If we have a bit of understanding of this background,
我们再来回想我们刚才读的这段圣经。
And if we're to consider the word that we've just read,
我们就知道这段圣经它有一个很重要的思想。
I believe that there is a very important concept in this passage.
这个思想就是神要他的百姓可以得着安息。
It is that God desires that his children, that his people, receive rest.
可以享受安息。
May enjoy rest.
对以色列百姓而言。
To the Israelites.
他们因着不信。
Because of their unbelief.
因着他们的刚硬的心。
Because of their hardened hearts.
他们失去了这个福气。
They've lost this opportunity, this blessing.
今天神在他儿子耶稣基督里。
Today, in the children of God who is in Christ Jesus.
同样的希望给我们一个伟大的 安息。
Likewise, hopes that we may enjoy this great rest.
但是我们能够得到这个安息的起点。
But can we start to enter into this rest?
完全建立在一个信这个字上。
In order to start this rest, it is all built upon faith.
如果我们看第四章的第一节，
If we take a look at chapter 4, verse 1,
他一开始就用了一个中文没有翻出来。
In the beginning, it uses this word that was not translated in the Chinese, the word therefore.
这个 therefore 就是讲到以色列百姓在旷野的经历，对着当时读希伯来书的人而言是何等重要的。
So therefore, it's really referring to the experience of the Israelites while they were in the wilderness, and how important it is to the people who are reading this book of Hebrews.
福音传给了当时在旷野的人。
The gospel was given to those who were in the wilderness.
告诉他们迦南美地何等的丰富。
And it tells them how beautiful and abundant is the land of Canaan.
同样的福音传给了今天的基督徒。
Likewise, the same gospel, the good news, was also given to the believers today.
在耶稣基督里是有何等丰富的产业。
That what an abundant inheritance it is there in Christ.
只是所听见的道与他们无异。
The only thing is that the word that was heard did not profit them.
因为没有信心。
Because they did not have faith.
这是神儿女今天极大的悲剧。
This is the great tragedy of God's children today.
信心从哪里来？
Where does faith come from?
罗马书告诉我们，
Romans tells us,
信心是从听到来的。
Romans tells us that faith comes from hearing the word of God.
听到是根据神的话。
And to hear the word is based on the foundation of God.
今天神的百姓，
Today, the people of God,
已经有在美国做的调查。
According to studies in the U.S.,
已经超过 75% 的基督徒
that surpasses 75% are Christians.
不相信圣经里面每一句话都是神的话。
Rather, that 75% of the Christians in the U.S. today do not believe that the Bible is the word of God, that every single word.
不相信圣经是每一个人在地上生活的最高权威。
And do not believe that the Bible should be the highest authority in all of our daily lives.
这是为什么你今天看到以圣经为基础的建立的美国。
And that's why today, when you look at the U.S., which was built upon the foundation of the Word of God,
同性恋的婚姻可以合法。
That today we may allow gay marriage.
大法官甚至于最近通过重新定义什么叫性别。
And that the Supreme Court recently allowed to pass that what is and to redefine what is gender.
重新定义什么叫婚姻。
And to redefine what is a marriage.
这是何等可怕的灾难。
What a calamity this is.
都是 因为不相信神的话。
It is all because of an unbelief in the word of God.
你如果打开电视，
If you turn on the TV today,
你如果去看报纸，
If you read the news,
你绝对清楚知道一件事。
You will clearly know one thing.
这个国家的人民充满着焦虑。
That there's a tremendous worry that fills the people of this country.
愤怒。
There's anger.
担心，害怕。
Fear and worry.
每个人不知道怎么解决他们的问题。
Individually, they do not know how to solve their own problems.
没有安息。
There is no rest.
世界上的人没有安息已经很可怜。
It is truly sad that the people of this world have no rest.
更可怜的是教会里面的人也没有安息。
It's a greater tragedy that the people of the church have no rest.
许多神的儿女，
Many child of God.
因为这个瘟疫，
Because of the pandemic.
因为这些外面社会的环境的改变，
Because of the changing circumstance in society today.
他们里面失去了真实的平安和喜乐。
They've lost the true peace and joy from within.
希伯来书的作者，
The writer of Hebrews.
在第三章第七节到四章十一节的中间。
In the middle of chapter 3 verse 7 to chapter 4 verse 11.
他教我们一个很重要的功课。
He teaches us a very important lesson.
如果想要有安息，
If we desire rest,
我们首先要认识神的话。
We must know the word of God.
你注意。
If you take notice,
希伯来书的作者在三章和四章的中间多次引用诗篇九十五篇。
And here, many times that the writer uses Psalm 95.
在三章第七节那里。
In chapter 3, verse 7.
那里是这样说。
There it says,
圣灵有话。
Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says.
换句话说，希伯来书的作者强调，诗篇九十五篇的话是圣灵的话。
In other words, the writer of Hebrews emphasizes that the word of Psalm 95 is the word of the Holy Spirit.
四章第三节
Chapter 4 verse 3
他说正如神所说
And it says just as he has said
英文翻作 he 那个 he 就是神
And so the he here is referring to God
换句话说
In other words
希伯来书的作者认为诗篇九十五篇不但是圣灵说的话，也是神自己所说的话。
In other words, the writer of Hebrew believes not only is the word in Psalms 95 is the word of the Holy Spirit, but also of God himself.
然后到了四章第七节。
If we continue to chapter 4, verse 7.
那里希伯来书的作者
There the writer says.
让我们知道诗篇九十五篇是大卫所写的。
He also lets us know that Psalm 95 was written by David.
虽然是大卫所写的。
Although it was written by David.
却是神自己说的话。
But it is still the word of God himself.
是圣灵所说的话。
It is a word spoken by the Holy Spirit.
这些话不只是对着那个时代的人有意义。
These words are not only meaningful to the people of that particular time.
不只是对着大卫那个时代有意义。
It is not only meaningful to the people of David's era.
大卫所讲的这个话是指着在旷野的人发生的事。
David's word were referring to the experience of the people in the wilderness.
1500年以前神所说的话。
1500 years ago, the word of God that was spoken.
到大卫去写的时候说这些话是跟我们今天有关系的。
And these words that when David written it down, it's actually very relevant to us today.
所以才会有你们今日若听他的话就不可硬这心。
That is why he says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart.
希伯来书的作者。
The writer of Hebrews.
引用大卫所说的话。
Use the word of David.
告诉读希伯来书的人。
And to tell the readers of Hebrews.
圣经不只是圣灵的话。
That the Bible is not just the word of the Holy Spirit.
不只是神自己的话。
And it's not only the word of God himself.
不只是神借着大卫所写的话。
And it's not just the word that God spoke or written down through David.
是今天跟第一个世纪读希伯来书的人有关系的话。
It is the word, also the word that is relevant to the readers in the first century.
同样的。
Likewise.
今天我们来读希伯来书的时候。
Today as we read the book of Hebrews.
这些话今天依然在我们的生命中有绝对的权柄。
In the same way that these words continue to have the same authority in our lives today.
如果没有这样最基本的认识。
And if we do not have this very basic understanding,
我们在这个世界上,
that we in this world,
纵然我们可以说我们信主,
we can continue to say that we trust in Him.
我认识好多神的儿女,
I've met many children of God.
依然在旷野打转。
That they continue to wander in the wilderness.
因为在他们的生命里面。
Because in their life.
圣经中有一些话是可以接受的。
There are certain words in the Bible that they can receive and accept.
有一些话是不能够接受的。
But there are others that they cannot accept.
他们不一定很公开的告诉你我不接受。
Perhaps they're not very transparent about what they can or cannot accept.
他们可能会跟你说也许不是这个意思吧。
Perhaps they would say that maybe it's not, God didn't mean it in such a way.
或许是当时的风俗吧。
Or rather that it was the customs of the time.
在美国福音派教会的年轻人中间做的调查。
Among the evangelists, churches state that the study of the youth there.
超过80%自己称为自己是重生得救的年轻人。
Amongst 80% of the youth who considers themselves born again. They do not believe that homosexuality offends God.
我虽然没有做过正式的统计,
I haven't done any did any service myself.
但是因为我有机会跟相当多的年轻人互动, 特别是ABC,
but I have the opportunity to interact with a lot of youth, especially American-born Chinese youth.
在他们中间很少有人 真的把圣经的话当作一回事儿。
There are very, very few who truly takes the word of God seriously.
做父母的,
as parents,
当你想要帮助你的孩子对神的话认真的时候,
when you want to help your children to be more, to take God's word more seriously,
你先问问你自己,
you must ask yourself first,
你对神的话够认真吗?
Are you serious enough about the word of God?
这段圣经讲到安息,
this passage speaks of rest.
就很自然地让我们想起马太福音11章主耶稣
and it very naturally reminds of, causes us to remember about Matthew chapter 11, what Jesus said.
28节和29节。Verse 28 and 29.
If you don't mind, can everyone open their Bible to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29.
然后请,
okay. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
这里讲到一个叫做得安息。
Here it speaks of that you will find rest.
主会给你一个安息让你得到。
God, our Lord, will give you a rest which you will receive.
因为劳苦担重担。
Because we are weary and heavy laden.
那是罪的后果.
That is the consequence of sin.
当一个人被罪恶的重担压得受不了的时候,
when a person is heavily burdened by the sin,
你到主的面前去,
when you approach God,
主为你所做的一切,
that all the things that God has done for you,
立刻就可以使你脱离那些罪担。
All of the what our Lord has done for us can will cause us to immediately be free from all the burdens.
你就可以得到安息。
And then you will find rest.
但是你却不能够享受神的安息。
But you still cannot enjoy God's rest.
因为要享受这个安息,
in order to enjoy this rest,
你必须要做两件事情,
or there's two other things you must do.
一个动词叫做复, 一个动词叫做学。
So there's two verbs. One is to pay, and the other one is to learn.
父是bear,是背着。
Oh, sorry, the word is bear.
当我们学会背主的担子，
When we learn how to bear his burden, his yoke,
我们学他的轭。
So we learn his yoke.
我们就可以享受他能给我们的。
Then we, only then will we be able to enjoy or rather enter into this rest that he gives us.
如果我们不愿意学主的样式，
If we're unwilling to learn from him,
我们就享受不了主的安息。
Then we will be unable to enjoy his rest.
主的样子是很简单的。
To learn from him is very easy.
柔和。
Gentleness.
谦卑。
And humble.
什么叫柔和？
What does it mean to be gentle?
有一个属灵的长辈说，
There's a spiritual elder that tells us,
你心里面没有过不去的事情，没有过不去的人。
There's nothing in your heart that you cannot move on from, nor is there anyone who you can, that who will bother you.
No grudge. 我们心中没有那个放不下的东西。
There's nothing we can let go of. There's no grudge.
这叫柔和。
This is what it means to be gentle.
柔和不是海绵。
To be gentle is not to be like a sponge.
柔和不是一个门下面的彩板。
Nor to be a
doormat.
Yeah.
柔和需要极大的能力。
Gentleness requires tremendous ability.
Strength. 而且这个能力是受到控制的。
And so this strength is also controlled.
这是基督的品格。
This is the character of Christ.
这是生命的学习。
This is a life lesson.
什么是谦卑？
What is humility or humbleness?
那个长辈说，谦卑就是下得来。
To be humble is able to lower yourself.
不管别人把你放到多低的位置上，你还觉得可以更低一点。
No matter what humble position someone places you at,you feel that you can be even lower than that.
柔和谦卑。
Gentle and humble.
谦卑不是说自己有多不好。
Humble is not to say that you cannot do well or do good.
谦卑是定睛在基督的身上。
To be humble is to focus our gaze upon Christ.
根本就没想到自己。
And ourself is not even any part of the consideration.
当一个人觉得自己无论是在世界上或者在属灵上有什么东西的时候，
When a person feels that he has something, whether it's in the world or spiritually,
他其实已经就一无所有在神的面前。
In truth, at that point, he has nothing before God.
因为失去了谦卑，
Because he is no longer humble.
就失去了一切。
When you're no longer humble, you've lost everything.
这种的安息，
This kind of rest.
是神的安息。
It is the rest of God.
神的安息，
the rest of God
乃是 因为神歇了自己的功。
The rest of God is because God has completed his work, rested in his work.
当神看一切所造的都甚好。
When God saw that all of creation was good,
那里面有神的满意。
There's the satisfaction of God.
那里面有神的喜乐。
There is the joy of God.
你如果读旧约圣经，
If you read the Old Testament,
不止一处的地方，
not only in a single place.
讲到当神完成了创造的工作的时候，
But in many places that when it speaks of that God has completed his work of creation,
神是何等的喜乐。
How joyful he was.
但是神的喜安息不只是满意的安息，不只是喜乐的安息。
But his rest is not just a rest of satisfaction or joy.
我们如果仔细地读希伯来书，
If we closely read Hebrews,
我们就会知道，
We will come to know.
神的安息是持续不断工作中的安息。
It is a continuous rest that is even when work is happening.
这是一个非常了不起的观念。
This is a very amazing concept.
这是为什么我们的主在地上会说。
This is why our Lord, while he was on earth, he was able to say,
我父做事直到如今,
that my father continues to work even today.
我也继续不断地做事。
And I too continue to work.
一方面讲到神已经进入了神自己的安息。
On one aspect, God has already entered into his own rest.
但是神的这个安息是一个特别别的安息。
But his rest is a special kind of rest.
叫做安息日的安息。
It is the rest of the Sabbath.
安息日的安息不是什么事都不做。
The rest of the Sabbath is not that nothing gets done.
安息日的安息是讲到有成就的安息。
The rest of the Sabbath speaks of a rest that has accomplishments.
是讲到有喜乐的安息。
That it contains joy.
是讲到持续不断工作中的安息。
It speaks of a rest that is occurring even while continuously in work.
有人告诉我。
So someone once told me.
这个是我自己从来没有注意到的。
This is something that I've never really noticed myself.
不是我自己读出来的。
It's not something that I've found while reading.
在创世纪，
In Genesis.
第一章的里面，
In Genesis chapter 1.
有晚上，有早晨，这是第几天？
And then he says that there was evening and there was morning one day.
有晚上有早晨，这是第三天，第四天，第五天。
So there's evening and there's morning, there's the third day, the fourth day, and the fifth day.
到安息日的时候就没有有晚上有早上。
When you go all the way to the point where it speaks of the Sabbath, it no longer says that there is evening and there was morning.
因为这一个安息日从那个时候一直持续不断的到现在。
Because the Sabbath that on that day continues even till today, has never ended.
那个叫做 安息日的安息。
And that is speaking of the rest of the Sabbath.
神要他的百姓。
God desires for his children.
务必竭力进入那安息。
To fully enter into that rest.
免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒。
Lest they fall.
我常常稀奇。
Sorry, which passage, which verse is this?
Previous one?
This one.
I just finished 11.
Okay, 11. Sorry, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience.
我非常的惊讶。
I'm very surprised.
神那一个温柔的心。
That in his gentle heart, in God's gentle heart.
神为什么会满意？
Why is God content?
神为什么会看他所造的一切都甚好？
Why did God consider all of the work of his hand good?
今天在基督徒的生命中,
Today in the life of the believer,
在新造的里面,
In the new creation,
什么东西让我们的神觉得我们是为尊为宝?
What will cause us to have honor and to be considered precious?
什么东西让神会满意呢?
What will satisfy God?
保罗在以弗所书告诉我们，我们是神手中的工作。
And Paul in Ephesians tells us that we're the work of his hand.
是神手中的杰作。
That we're the works of his hand.
是要让耶稣基督的品格在我们的生命中显明出来。
It is a cause so that we may, so that the characteristics of Christ may manifest through us.
主的温柔。
His gentleness.
主的忍耐。
His patience.
主的盼望。
His hope.
最明显的就是当他给门徒洗脚的时候。
The most obvious instance was when he washed the feet of the disciples.
那里我们看到一个完全脱离了亚当的美丽。
There we see a beauty that has completely escaped Adam.
希伯来书的作者提醒我们。
The writers of Hebrew reminds us.
今日若听他的声音，就不可硬着心。
Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart.
我们今天需要学习听圣灵微小的声音。
Today, we need to hear the small voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够进入神的安息。
In order for us to enter into his rest.
那一个先决条件,
the condition here,
是看重主的话。
The requirement is that we must take God's word seriously.
相信主的话。
To believe in his word.
是知道我们已经有了安息。
And also to know that we already have rest.
我们就尽我们最大的努力来进入那个安息。
And that we will make our best effort to enter into that rest.
因为神的安息是满意的安息。
Because his rest is a rest of contentment. And his rest is a rest of joy. And his rest is a rest of continuous work.
什么时候我们才真实进入到那个安息里呢?
When will we truly enter into that rest?
第10节告诉我们,
Verse 10 tells us.
因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功。
For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works.
正如神歇了他的供应,
as God did from his.
歇了自己的供应,
to be rested from his works.
是有一天在竭力追求的经历里,
it is an experience of seeking.
我们终于明白什么叫做不再是我。
Only do we truly understand what it means that that it is not us.
我们之所以能够务必竭力地进入那安息,
and only then will we be able to enter into that rest.
乃是基督在我里面活。
It is because that Christ lives in us.
我何等盼望,
how I hope,
神能够开我们的眼睛,
that God may open our eyes,
让我们知道,
that we know,
在任何的情况下,
no matter the circumstance,
天地都要废去,
that heaven and earth will pass away,
神的话一点一滴都不会改变,
but his word will never change, not a single word.
我们今天靠着主的恩典,
and today it is by his grace,
我们背起十字架,
that we may take up the cross,
我们跟我们的主一起来学他的温柔和他的谦卑,
that we may learn from our Lord his gentleness and his humility.
这样竭入的进入,
entering of and concluding and entering
in labor, 它的原文是, 尽你一切可能能做的你都做了。
So in the original text is to say that you have done all that is possible.
我们就会经历到不再是我乃是基督的安息。
Only then will we enter into it is not I, but Christ, that type of rest.
但愿神在这个艰难的时刻,
may God in this difficult times,
让我们可以享安息,
that we may we enjoy his rest.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head forward to prayer.
天父，你知道人的话实在太有限。
Father God, you know the word of man is too limited.
很多的东西我们想也想不明白。
There are many things that no matter how hard we try, we just cannot understand.
所以我们再一次的来求圣灵帮助我们。
So once again, we ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
带我们进入真理。
To bring us into the truth.
求你借着这些话祝福你自己的百姓。
May you use these words to bless your people.
把荣耀归给你。
May glory be to you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.